last quarter of 2008 was a difficult year for us. But we have seen some improvement in that price. It hit a bottom of about $8. It has moved up slowly since then. We're seeing Western Europe, North American, and Asian steel customers come back into the market. We're seeing China come into the market as a net importer after being a net exporter for many years. So we have a Marley market, which isn't what it was a year ago, but certainly seems to be moving slowly in the right direction. So the outlook for Mali in the short term is that it's still difficult, I think. The steel sector needs to rebound some. We haven't seen much increase of late in the steel utilization rates, a little bit, but not significant. We also need to see, in my mind, some loosening up of the financing market. If you looked at where Mali ended up, without regard to what particular product it's in, it ends up in big, very big, commercial and industrial projects. And right now, those kinds of projects are having a hard time getting financed. And so until that happens, until those financing markets loosen up a little bit, I think we're going to continue to see some difficulty in the steel business. But we are seeing a slight change after several months of kind of more abundant Mali market. It's clearly moving in the right direction right now to a price of over $10. In the medium term, in the long term, I'm very optimistic about the Mali demand. That intrinsic demand for those products is there. As we say, there's nothing to substitute for it. Those projects are going to get built eventually when the market turns around, and it always does. And when they do, there's great demand for Mali. And there is some limited supply ability to match that. Mali's been kind of underinvested in over the last several years. If I were here talking to you a year ago, I would have spent some time talking about a myriad of projects that were on the drawing board and intended to be built in 2010, 2011. Almost all of those projects are on deep hold at this moment, I would say, as they need lots of money, which they can't now get, and there is no apparent demand. So the existing producers, I think, are going to benefit when the Mali price turns around, as I believe it will, and that supply constraint is going to be a factor.